Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello, folks. This is Jacob Rothschild returning back for hour two of the National Intel Report. I have been instructed that I must ask you to please go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit the donate button and donate all you can to the station to keep free speech alive. Yes, we must keep free speech alive a little bit longer for you, Goyim. I definitely think we've already got it in the bag and there's nothing you can do at this point. But that's just me, Jacob Rothschild. I'm just one man. I'm only the most important man in the whole world because I'm the richest man in the whole world. And my family inbreeds, and we talk about it. In order to keep our wealth and our family, I played that clip on the last hour. It was only 44 seconds long, if you remember. Yes, we do. We inbreed with our cousins and whatnot. And no, I was not at the Bilderberg meeting, you goyim. Give me a break. My cousin was there, not me. I don't go to these meetings. I have my lieutenants do it for me. Give me a break. I'm not going to go to a meeting. But it's okay if you want to come to my house. I'll tell you all about our Zionist plans that you can't do anything about anymore. The best thing you can do is go to Auschwitz and look at a room full of shoes. If you go look at the room full of shoes, that proves that our Holocaust is real. I mean, come on. Wouldn't there be anything more convincing than that? A room full of shoes. A room full of shoes to drum up sympathy in the goyim to make you not say anything, or you're an anti-Semite Holocaust denier. And out of Holocaust denier, we have all kinds of other deniers. Climate deniers, vaccine deniers. Who would dare ever be a vaccine denier or a climate denier? Certainly not Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy won't be a climate denier or a vaccine denier. He may not like the last vaccine, one of our many vaccines that we've rolled out against you, goyim. So funny how the Amish don't even get sick, but all of the rest of you do when you take our vaccines, our Jewish vaccines that we give you, making you think you need them to stay healthy. Not to mention cutting off part of your young son's penis after he's born and making you think that that's a viable good thing to do. Well, after you've done it so many times and it's become what you do, then why would you stop? It's a matter of human psychology. Human beings tend to do what's consistent. They want to be consistent with themselves. They want to be right. And we use that against you. We Jews, we use that against you. We've got a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, I had some interesting overtures or two made by a couple of elite-sounding folks and a certificate presented to sign. I just wanted to make sure I had the right group. What symbols should I look for next to the signature line?
Mike, I'm going to need more information because I don't know what you're talking about.
I just stumbled across a whole bunch of work that somebody did on Rothschild and different Facebook pages. And they're about joining the Illuminati. Some of them even have a certificate that they've signed and a pledge that they've made or an oath they've sworn, that sort of thing. And pictures inside of some upper crust type clothing shops and things like that, that you wonder how in the world they found these pictures. And the profiles, some of them have disappeared, but there's a few still out there that are, they look pretty genuine. So I just wondered what little certificate symbols I should look for to make sure I'm dealing with the authentic little certificate to join the Illuminati.
Mike, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, that's good.
What certificate?
To join the Illuminati and pledge my loyalty to improving the status of humanity or something with some little symbols on the document. That's all I was saying. It's just a curious little phenomenon out there if you know where to find it. And after I ignored their overture to join, I got page supposedly for Prince Harry liked something that I posted and then joined became friends with my profile on Facebook. I thought it was kind of a weird sequence of events. This goes back over a year ago. I did some screenshots of the some of the stuff that I ran into, but curious things. So, do you think Hillary causes global warming with all of her hot air, or is it the Make America Great Again Hub Republicans?
Yes, I'm going to be honest with you about this, Mike from Kentucky. I was just looking at a picture of Hillary, and it made me want to vomit. Even me, I wanted to vomit because she just doesn't know how to do anything anymore. She says some of the most stupid things I've ever heard. Let me go over here real quick. Now I'm just trying to make you like me. I don't really mean what I'm saying, Mike. Mike, let me ask you a question real quick. What profiles were you referring to that got taken down?
Well, they were under odd names, but they had royal titles as well as their, I guess, their birth name. And I don't have all of them in front of me. I could try to go look them up, but
there were
some that were under the name Rothschild. Like there's a woman in France that runs a winery. She goes under the name Rothschild. Very classy-looking dame with,
Mike, I'm not understanding what platform you're talking about.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Facebook, of course. People still use that platform, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a very nice RBN page if anybody wants to check it out. It has a few good stories that get posted now and again on their Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that are stuck on Facebook. I know a guy that's still on America Online, which used to be called Another Online Loser. So you can preach to the choir and go over on Gab, or one of those other platforms. I like TLB Talk just because it's not full of so much vinegar and vile stuff all the time like Gab is. So there's other platforms, but there's still so many COVID zombies on Facebook. You can do more than just preach to the choir, you know. You can get yourself banned still and censored, which shows that they think that it's still something to worry about. If I didn't get a few things blocked as fake, then I would think that they thought Facebook was dead, but it's not dead. It's lost a bunch of money, just like the bank, what is that, the Silicon Valley Bank lost a big chunk of money because a lot of the hype over Facebook and social media in general was just that, hype. I mean, Obama, after he got out of office, they deleted 2 million or 4 million of his fake followers after he left office from Twitter. He had a huge amount of fake followers. And people are joiners, so when they see a bunch of people liking stuff, they'll like it too, or they'll follow it too, or they'll, you know, do that sort of stuff. And that's how they propped up Obama.
We know all about that, human psychology. We invented human psychology. We directed human psychology into our direction. We used our psychologists to help us along. What do you think about Nigel Farage, Mike? Do you have
any... not to.
I'm looking at this article over here. Don't want to just drop something on you willy-nilly, make it an unfair question. But if you look at Tyler Durden looks an awful lot like Brad Pitt.
He's because Tyler Durden is a generic name that
always writes all of the articles on Zero Hedge.
Yeah. I've seen that name elsewhere too, besides on Zero Hedge. But Tyler Durden's, I never did. I don't remember what the history of that nom de plume or alias is, but there's a history behind that name.
Well, let's see what's happening over here in this article quickly, Mike. If you don't mind sticking around for a minute. Do you have a minute, Mike?
Yeah, I've kind of got stuck waiting on somebody, so I've got probably several minutes.
Okay. NatWest CEO resigns over Nigel Farage account fiasco. The CEO of NatWest. What's NatWest? Oh, Tyler Durden and his typos. He said on when he meant one. The CEO of NatWest, one of the UK's largest banks, resigned on Wednesday following an account-closing fiasco involving Nigel Farage, the former leader of the UK's Independence Party. CEO Alison Rose has exited stage left after becoming the first woman to lead a major British bank. The scandal began several weeks ago when Farage said that his account at Coutts, a private bank owned by NatWest, had been closed due to his political views. Okay, now we're getting somewhere with this article. What followed was a pure debacle, with the bank lying to the BBC over what happened, only for internal Coutts documents to reveal the reason for Farage's cancellation, including his retweet of a Ricky Gervais quote joke, and his friendship with Novak Djokovic. Which they pointed to as evidence of Farage being xenophobic and racist. Yes. Since then, the bank has issued multiple apologies to Farage, including from the BBC and from Rose, who admitted on Tuesday that she had disclosed information to the BBC about Farage's account, the BBC Mike, are you tracking all of this boring stuff over here?
I'm aware of some of the, I don't know, the history behind that stuff, but Bank of America closed Joseph McCullough's account, basically, if you know who that is. And he's like an alternative health doctor.
Peter McCullough.
Huh?
Peter McCullough, you said?
Joseph McCullough, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. He's the...
Joseph.
So they closed his account, the most influential spreader of coronavirus misinformation, supposedly.
Who did
Chase? I'm sorry, Chase Bank, not Bank of America. I got the banks mixed up.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
Which also, I think, wasn't it Chase Manhattan that has gotten caught up in Jeffrey Epstein's operation? They're now implicated in that. So what do you know about that? Did you ever get to go to Epstein's Island and have some fun?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I sent my cousins there to deal with that.
I sent your cousins there.
Have you ever heard the joke about...
Always nice to have dirt on your cousins so you can control them.
Yes. But we don't want to talk about that. Let me tell you a joke instead. One time, there was a man whose father was depressed. He was very old. And, so he sent a prostitute to his house. And she rings the doorbell and he answers the door. And he says, "What do you want?" But he says it like an old man, so I can't do the accent very well. It's like old man, like curmudgeonly old man's very, twisted up and whatnot. And he said, "What do you want?" And she said, "I'm here to give you super sex." And he says, "I'll have the soup." What are you like? Are you like
that? He is like super, as in Superman. He's an old man, so his hearing is probably not that great, huh?
I
take the soup.
Missed the whole point there. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
depends on what's in the soup. I mean, hopefully there's no weird stuff in the soup.
Imagine that, though. Even an old man who's not hyper-focused on sexuality. That's not good for us Jews. We need every man hyper-focused on sexuality.
What kingdom is at hand with these smartphones, after all? I mean, I listen occasionally to this American Family radio station locally, sponsored by a local church, and there's a black couple that has a show in the afternoons. It's probably about 6 years ago. They were talking about all the church-going women that have viewed porn over the course of a month or something, and how 17% of them say they're addicted to porn in an anonymous survey, 60-some percent of men. So what kingdom is at hand with all those church-going people with their smartphones in their hands as they walk into church?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, just like rubbing my hands together right now, like the cockroach does. Did you hear me talk about the cockroach analogy earlier?
I can't remember.
Well, this is what happens when you let cockroaches into your house and you don't do anything about it.
Oh.
You end up with Christian women going to church becoming addicted to porn.
Yep. And 60-some percent of their probably 60% of their husbands are addicted, and they can't do nothing about it, apparently.
Hmm.
So they seem helpless. But what kingdom is that at hand again? And how kind of dumb are they to do that? Because, I mean, by now, doesn't everybody know that just about every data packet going out of those phones is sorted based on what you do into your personal file. It's not a social credit score. It's called X Key Score, but it might as well be social credit score.
It's called what kind of score?
The big letter X, like a 10 in Greek, chi, X K-E-Y, X Key Score. That is the was top secret name for the database that you could search on any given individual. And then there's another program called IC Reach, the letter I, the big letter C, and then capital R, E-A-C-H, Reaches. The word Reach is not all capitalized, but IC Reach is another program. And it basically is able to search all of the pre-sorted data that is collected on up to 4 billion individuals based on all the devices they use. Anything can be linked to you, sorted to you, a device that is linked to your voice print or the accounts you log into, that is all sorted and is easily searchable with no warrant. And if they do stumble upon or somebody tips them on something and they search around and find something really juicy, they can alert a local police force to how to catch you. And then they do something called parallel construction to pretend that they got, their information legitimately from the fruit of the poison tree. And then they get a legitimate warrant and convict you. Of course, it also makes it easy to set you up. Like, I believe they did Julian Assange. I believe they set him up with a couple of barflies that he took home and jumped into bed with, and then the next morning he tried to do round two, and they claimed rape. One of them left the country, and it was probably some kind of an operative or hired to do it. I think that's how he ended up in jail, holed up in that embassy. They want him bad. The CIA wants him really bad. He showed too many proofs of concepts to people to invent their own version of the spy tools. Same thing with Snowden. So they've cataloged everybody, even the Rothschilds. If they're not really tech savvy with their phones, it's all everything they do is tracked. The Germans, when they heard about this, started putting their phones in metal boxes in another room, playing music, and then go down the hall to a different room that they've thought was secure to have their government meetings. They even talked about bringing back typewriters so they could do old school encryption with typewriters, low tech. They started buying them, and then
what
I read some, yeah, typewriters.
Which Germans are you referring to?
Under Angela Merkel, when Ed Snowden came out with the Advanced Network Technology Catalog. So they know everything about you and every other Rothschild that can be gathered. So you're being stabbed in the back.
They know about you and every other Rothschild. Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, they've been stabbed.
So what do you think? You think that I'm in danger of some sort?
By your own intelligence community, they run everything. Apparently, I don't know when that started.
I control everything. I'm not in danger of anything. I
think it's around about yes men. All of your inner cohort is a bunch of yes men, and their support is only as deep as the power you give them, or they think they have. But they're all watched by the intelligence community.
So tell me this, Kentucky. How do you think that you're going to subvert my power?
I wasn't planning on subverting your power. I think it'll implode just like every other empire in history that goes beyond its grasp.
Yes, but then what are you going to do?
The grasp is not beyond the reach, or whatever, however that saying goes.
I think
they always overreach.
Mike,
get corrupt and implode.
This is what I think. I think that even if it implodes, it'll be analogous to when we use black people as cannon fodder to claim reparations from the Goyim for slavery. The black people will be given all these reparations, but they will just spend the money and it'll end up right back in our Jewish hands. So,
yeah, like people win the lottery, isn't it? People win the lottery, a whole bunch of them end up worse off after they spend all their money and lose it.
Yes. Well, even if our system does implode or explode or obliterate or turn into a virus or whatever you say, it doesn't matter because we're the ones who know how to build it. We're the ones who know how to well, actually, you're the ones who know how to build the system. We know how to subvert it.
At some point, I think there might be a kind of a general strike that the powers that shouldn't be won't be able to overcome because their loyalty to the system is lost. And you can't, you know, the old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves, doesn't really work. It's not an efficient system.
Yes. Well, we have Jonathan Greenblatt out there. I've heard you guys refer to him as Jonathan Spleen Splat. That's very funny, by the way. Whoever came up with that is a genius. Who came up with that term? Jonathan Spleen Splat. Do you know?
No clue. It is some morbidly funny humor.
Yeah, as they call him, Jonathan Spleen Splat. It's incredibly hilarious. Well, we have him out there trying to stop the Goyim from learning about anything about us. But this is where I disagree with Jonathan Spleen Splat. I think we've got it in the bag already, and I love to brag. I love to listen to myself talk. I'm so vain, I can't stand it. I love myself all the time, you know. Well, So I'm out there being swaggering about telling you Goyim what we're doing because I don't care if you know anymore. It's already too late. You can't do anything about it. You think you're going to do anything about it? Let me pass it back to you.
I was just going to wonder if you could answer why 1.5 million Jews fought for Hitler. According to Haaretz. The Haaretz.
Jews? I thought it was 150,000.
I'm sorry, 150,000. I exaggerated the number.
Called Hitler's Jewish Soldiers.
Yeah, apparently they were.
The author.
They were gung-ho. Haaretz, Haratz. That's from like 2004, the article.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it refers to the book, Hitler's Jewish Soldiers, I believe.
There you go.
So, why would 150,000 Jews do that?
Yep.
Maybe they weren't full Jews. Maybe they were half or quarter Jews. What do you think about that?
They were the elite Jews that were trying to help with culling out the bad ones because they were eugenicists. They thought they were the legitimate inner circle, and they were going along with the culling. Got to get rid of these lowlifes that claim to be Jews, these gypsies and these gay Jewish people. Got to get rid of them. Anyway, well, I just wondered if you...
Are you saying that you think Joseph Mengele was really performing surgeries in the camps of some sort or some kind of science experiments? Know that that's ridiculously not true, right?
Oh, I didn't say anything about Joseph Mengele. Joseph McCullough got his bank account.
Recess time. Mike skipped recess last time, and I'm very upset. I wanted recess to happen. Here we are, folks. We're up against the bridge again. Oh, and we have Dirty Rotten Imbeciles playing. More Goyim music. Be right
back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Jacob Rothschild, the richest man in the world. William Rapillum deported and put in some, taken away in a black SUV. I don't know where they took him. I only write the check. I don't ask questions like this. It's not really my wheelhouse. But it's for your safety. For your safety, William Rapillum is no longer with the show. He is deported. He's being deported from America to Washington, D.C., which is a separate country, entity of its own. Yes. So tonight, me, Jacob Rothschild, in order to drum up support for the Jewish Zionist effort, am going to go ahead and divulge some secrets to you in order to get you to like me better. Is it working, Mike from Kentucky? Mike, are you there?
I don't really know you well enough to say if I like you yet or not.
Really? But you've been listening.
No, I'm not a yes man. People around you are yes men, you know. You're never going to know if they not, like you or not either. Yeah, well, you know. It's like joining a sorority or fraternity in college where you pay for your friends, you know.
It's not like an auditorium.
Yeah, yeah, they like you because you're in the fraternity.
I know your location based on everything you mentioned earlier. What was the name of that tracking device you were talking about?
I'm not using a smartphone, no. And I may have a few tricks up my sleeve, but I just thought I'd mention that in addition to that last article we found in 1935, 2 years after the Nazis rose to power, they awarded the Badge of Honor for service and to some Jewish guys. And that article says there was as many as 100,000 Jews who fought in the German army instead of the Nazi army. But then
did you just say 102 years after the Nazis rose to power? Because it hasn't been 102 years. It's been...
No, two. 2 years. June 15th, 1935. 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I just said...
Nazis. Yes, thank you for using that term. I love that word, Nazi. We all love that word, Nazi. We get you, Goyim, to say it all the time. Nazi, 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 Nazi.
Yeah.
Love it when you repeat our terms.
I'm just quoting Haaretz. I've also heard it pronounced Nazi. An army guy who pronounced it Nazi. And... NASA, he said NASA, different. what's his name? Werner von Braun went to work after he got out of the work.
NASA and the Nazi has the same first syllable of the word, and there's some kind of correlation there?
I don't know. It's never a straight answer is what I've heard it called.
Never a straight answer, yes. Yes, indeed. You Goyim are certainly uppity people. Yes.
Yeah.
We have an uppity tracker for the Goyim. We just use our statistical analysis. Have you heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center? It's an uppity tracker for the Goyim.
I saw their waterfall with their quote from Martin Luther King right next to the White House of the Confederacy in Montgomery, Alabama. I took a tour of the South, and that was one of my pit stops. Yeah, I know all about Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Sleaze, as he was called for years. I think he finally left. I think he's gone now from their operation.
Well, for us, it's simply a game of Pop Goes the Weasel. And so what we do is we incorporate the Southern Poverty Law Center's 8-map into a child's pinball machine. Pinball may not be the right word. No, it's an actual game called Pop Goes the Weasel. And the child simply smacks down the 8-map area. And then when that happens, it automatically deploys the Goyim police to go and start arresting people willy-nilly.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
That's how wanted, we wanted. Aristides was trying to get arrest powers for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and apparently for a number of years the FBI took their files as investigative material for the different groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center was trying to, I don't know, what would you say, destroy or draw attention to or something like that? The Southern Poverty Law Center had a rise to power there that finally got clipped, I think, because of Morris Deese's divorce and his shady activities, like going down and skinny dipping and smoking pot in the afternoon. And according to the divorce papers that Morris Deese had given his 11 or 14-year-old stepdaughter a sexual toy for a birthday present and wanted to know if she wanted to him to show her how to use it, according to his estranged wife during the divorce. I've actually held the papers in my hand from that divorce proceeding with the embossed seal of the Archives of Alabama. That was featured in a documentary on that a guy named Jim Floyd produced in our little TV studio in Moorhead, Kentucky, for a former shortwave host named Rick Tyler, whose, I think, name was actually Rick Tagahoffer. So I think that's still up on my YouTube account, if you can find it, you know.
What is it? Yeah, I'll take a look. Yeah.
YouTube.com /TV10, that's the number 10, 10, Moorhead. So YouTube.com/TV10 Moorhead, and I'm trying to get that to pull up myself, because I thought I had it open, but I guess I don't. And my 80-some tabs I've got open right now, it's not open.
We found it. That's right here.
So I turned the ringer off. You hit the videos tab, and you can search down through the videos tab, and you'll find the Jim Floyd, Morris Deese. It's not Blinded by the Lies. Blinded by the Lies, yeah, it is. I think it is called Blinded by the Lies. And it features the music there of the theme. We got the permission from the guy. I'm just, all of a sudden, his name escapes me. That did the music for that. Blinded by the Lies. That's the theme song. And Carl Klang, if anybody knows him from the 90s, I think it's when he had a surge in popularity. But anyway, that was Jim Floyd before he died. Made it all the way up from Alabama to Moorhead with those papers.
This is the hardest I've had to work in years, and I still can't find the video.
I got the bright idea of putting the a little bit of pencil shavings on the seal so that it would show up on camera where it was embossed from the clerk. So it's a lot of forgery and fabrication if it's not true. But I think that's was the beginning of the end for Morris Deese at Southern Poverty Law Center. So some excellent work.
Very
there
interesting. So Morris Deese, he's not on my radar for some time now, but Morris Deese is apparently, well, he doesn't look like the Southern Poverty Law Center guy that I remember seeing. I remember seeing a guy who looked like somebody from South Park. Now I'm looking at Morris Deese. He looks like Robert Kennedy. He definitely.
Maybe that was his claim to fame. He was
marvelous eyebrows that I would be curious to see if they were shaved off of him. Have you seen Pink Floyd The Wall where he shaved his own eyebrows off? That was rather bizarre. I was thinking maybe we could replace that actor with Jamie Dimon. That would be entertaining, wouldn't it? To watch Pink Floyd The Wall and have Jamie Dimon be the actor in Pink Floyd The Wall. It's just a thought. I, you know,
I have these random thoughts. They're so interesting because I'm Jacob Rothschild, and every thought I have is so interesting, so I have to tell everyone about it. Or at least somebody. I appreciate your call. It has been a wonderful conversation. Do you have any last thoughts before we part?
Real quick on that Blinded by the Lies, it's in five parts because it was uploaded 14 years ago, and YouTube would only let you upload about 10 minutes. So it's 50 minutes long.
Well,
anybody wants to watch the whole thing. All right. Thanks.
I still can't find it. I did find your channel. I found your channel, Mike. But I wasn't able to find Blinded by the Lies by TV10 Moorhead. Can you send the link to the station manager? Mike, thank you for the call. I'm going to move on now. Call in, folks. The number is 512-248-8252. I'm disappointed with the number of calls that have come in, only like two or three or four. We've got 15 minutes left in the show. Please call in and ask me, the most important man in the world, Jacob Rothschild, some questions. Wouldn't you like me to answer them for you? Meanwhile, I'm going to skip on over here and go back to Zero Hedge, my favorite website, Blacklisted News. So, RFK Jr. maintains highest favorability rating among presidential candidates in new poll. Yes, RFK Jr., he promotes our mass immigration policy. He promotes the climate. He's definitely not a climate denier. And what else? But he's very good with... He's very terrible at telling everyone not to take that vaccine, which we knew so many people wouldn't take. So we're continuing our agenda. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the vehicle is towards our agenda. We don't care if COVID didn't work. We're getting you there now with the climate agenda. And now Hillary Clinton is out there screwing it up with her stupid wench comments. Let me go back and find what she said. Did you see that article about Hillary Clinton and her stupid-looking face she was making? Sometimes people need to know when to fade into the background. And evidently, Hillary Clinton has not gotten the memo. There it is. It says this. It's by Tyler Durden again. There he is. Tyler Durden writes so many articles, I can't stand that guy anymore. Where you're going, it's much hotter. Hillary Clinton blasted after blaming weather on Trump supporters. Even I, Jacob Rothschild, think that's ridiculous. And if you just look at her mouth in this picture, she looks like she's been eating some kind of garbage or something. Why is her mouth open again? Hillary Clinton's mouth is open. It was supposed to have been sewn shut. Oh, I'm going to have to call the guys in the black cars again. Have them go pick Hillary Clinton up, if that's possible. She might not be hanging out at Martha's Vineyard right now. Well, of course she has plenty of tracking devices, including that hideous-looking necklace and that weird pink chartreuse blouse she's wearing with no fingernail paint. I can't stand women who don't wear fingernail polish and paint their fingernails. That's just me, Jacob Rothschild. Let's see what else it says.
Hillary Clinton was taken apart on Twitter X Tuesday after she appeared to blame hot weather on supporters of President Donald Trump. That makes so much sense to me. Jacob Rothschild, the most intelligent and also the richest man in the world. Hot enough for you, thank a magnum Republican. This is a quote now from Hillary Clinton. Hot enough for you? Thank a MAGA Republican, or better yet, vote them out of office, Hillary posted along with a graphic of alarmist climate headlines. Oh, yes, of course, she's correct. MAGA Republicans, they're climate deniers. Yes, thank you, Hillary Clinton, for starting another civil war. This gives us the pretext we need to go and do what we did in that one commercial that we did in 2019, where we had the artillery shot off in the middle of Arkansas. That's technically where it was. It just looked like middle America. And there were some woke soldiers being directed by an Israeli commander telling them when to fire the artillery off into the heart of middle America. We were priming the pump, as you say. Priming you, Goyim, to know what's coming next. This is back in 2019 now. Now we have Hillary Clinton blaming Trump supporters for climate problem. And that just will not do. We have to deal with this climate problem. So I guess we're just going to have to kill all of you Trump supporters. It's, you know, with the, well, at least try to. We're going to put our Israeli commando in the middle of there. Anyway, I've already said this over and over again. Well, bunch of tweets here from Stephen. Oh, we've got a couple of callers. Is it okay if we skip the break, Mike? We have a break coming. Wonderful. Kelly in Georgia. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rothschild. It's interesting to get to speak to you tonight. I was wondering if you could give us any insight into the Jewish influence in the music industry and how far back it went. Did they have like a special training school that they would send these guys like Bill Graham and other Jewish managers of bands back? I noticed it really started a lot in the 60s, and I'm wondering if it went back further than that, if Elvis had a Jewish handler too, and so on. But I just wanted to have your insight on that.
I don't know if it went back further than that. I'd have to talk to my cousin about that. I do know that it did go back to the 60s. I know that it was with the Beatles. The Tavistock Institute was highly instrumental, and so was Aleister Crowley. Remember when Ozzy Osbourne sang that song, Mr. Crowley, what's been done in your head? Did you talk to the dead? Did you ever listen to Randy Rhoads' Ozzy Osbourne tribute album back in 1981? Randy Rhoads was killed in a plane crash when he tried... And he and a plane, they were in a little plane, you know. And they flew over Ozzy's bust and they tried to clip it. And it didn't work out. And Randy Rhoads ended up passing away. Tragically, we lost a great talent, Randy Rhoads, the guitar player, who played Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne was absolutely devastated because he had left Black Sabbath and finally found a wonderful counterpart, Randy Rhoads. But I digress. Tavistock Institute, probably the quick answer to your question. And the Committee on 300 and the book The Tavistock Institute, which is fantastic. Good read. I think I'm going to have to go and read it myself again.
Yes, I need to read that. I know a lot about the Laurel Canyon thing, but I don't know as much about the Tavistock and that whole scene over there in the UK, so definitely more to learn there.
I can tell you that all of the music we directed the music in the direction we wanted it to go. We started all of that rock that you love from the 80s is tainted with our Jewish direction that we wanted it to go. We were getting you used to men dressing like women back in those
Boy
days,
George.
Playing at the same time, playing incredibly awesome rock music with those incredibly awesome electric guitars, and really,
you mean like the big hair bands? Yeah.
Not even necessarily the big hair bands. Some of those big hair bands were a little bit overtly gay.
They were faking gay.
Yes, they went a little bit over the top, so we had Beavis and Butthead come out and embarrass them in order to do a little bit of controlled opposition, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Beavis and Butthead. How funny. I remember watching a Beavis and Butthead episode not too long ago.
They were very funny.
Yes. Well, Kelly,
it's
been a wonderful phone call, but I have one more caller to get to before the show's over.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me. I would say it's an honor. I don't think it's an honor, but it's definitely something to put down in my history book. So.
Absolutely. You've spoken to me, Jacob Rothschild, the richest man in the world. And I will remember you too, Kelly, from Georgia.
All right. Think of me next time you eat a peach.
I will, as soon as I go back down to Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia, and so did I. Oh, wait, I am the devil. Okay, good night, Kelly.
Good night.
Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jacob, why are you talking about Hillary going to where it's hot? The Bible says the enemies of God are they that would not be God rule over them, bring them forth as slaves. That's the New Testament. So the angels are going to slay the enemies of God, and where they're going is going to be very hot, and you can't buy your way out. What are you going to do?
You sound like an uppity goyim, Pat from Texas. I'm going to have to push the button and send the black SUV to your house. Hang on real quick. Can you hear my finger pushing the button? I pushed it hard like you guys push the button when you smash the donate button here at RBN. I was hoping to use the same strategy to get those black SUVs to go pick up the uppity goyim. Pat, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Sorry I don't have enough money to donate much, but...
That's okay, Pat. We love you. And
my husband kind of wanted me.
We'll talk to you later.
They got him. So I don't have but one income. Bye.
Good night.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.